Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, yeah. Held out a loving hand. Now I reach to kiss your lips. My touch don't mean a thing. And that's a ghost I feel.
Oh, Steve Gray from Newspack, thank you very much. Hey, everybody, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and it's just you and me. Still just you and me. I want to review the recent poll that we took to ask you about. We asked you about in the last week. We asked in our newsletter, by the way, we polled our audience every week to see what they have to say. And this last week, our question was, what does being open again, as you reopen your business, what does being open again look like for you? Well, 39% said we're back in full force as if nothing had happened. 39, almost 4 out of 10 said back in full force as if nothing had happened. 28% said customers are coming back, but the pandemic definitely changed things. That's what I want to talk about when we come back and after this. And then 27% said we're finding our way to, as customers are slowly returning. And but a very few said, I don't recognize the new economic conditions. It's scary. We had just a few that said that. So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that response and what I think is valuable. What I think is valuable is that this week's response reflects how varied the openings are in the cities and states out there. The conditions in the what I call the new regular economy, what they're finding when they open the doors, what small business owners are finding, what you're finding when you open the doors as customers come in for the first time. I mean, some people in some states, some cities, literally locked their doors the end of March and still have not unlocked their doors. Or in the last 30 days, they've slowly around the country gone in and literally have not. I talked to people who hadn't even been to their business in 2 months or more. Hadn't even been there. They were locked down in their homes in some places. So what is it? When you think about people having to do that, that's never in the history of this country. That's never happened before. And while the pandemic and the associated lockdown response to it are getting farther and farther in our rearview mirror, it is going away. A bunch of new and unfamiliar conditions and behaviors are starting to fill up our windshield, aren't they? As we unlock the doors, different things are appearing, are coming in the door. Different people we've known, people we don't know, but they're all behaving with the coronavirus pandemic on their minds. So it's good that over 90% of our respondents are taking things in stride. That was a good thing to see in the study. And it's not a platitude to say that this too will pass. But it's also true, as I've been saying now for 3 months, more than 3 months actually, since February, that whatever you considered normal in February became one of the victims of COVID-19. I don't think we can call anything normal anymore. That's the reason I call it the new regular, because normal presumes that we're back, and I'm not sure we'll ever be back. I'm not saying it won't be good again. It will be good again. But I think we've been marked by this on many, many levels. So I think saying new regular instead of new normal, that causes us to think differently ourselves, to be prepared for that. And your ability to adjust to shifts and setbacks has never been tested so much as it is now. That's the reason I'm focusing on this. What we've gone through in the last 4 months is so aberrant, so unprecedented, so destructive, These are setbacks in ships. Even 2008 and 9, we didn't have to shut our businesses down. Even the attacks of 9/11, we didn't have to shut our businesses down. Even the wars, even World War II, we didn't have to shut our businesses down. But one thing's for sure, over the next 12 months, you're going to discover what you're made of. Between now and the end of this year, as you survive, you're going to discover what you're made of. Even baby boomer CEOs like me, who thought they'd seen everything, even old folks, graybeards, baby boomers, senior baby boomers, who thought they'd seen just about everything, even maybe an elephant fly, even those people are going to have to buckle up for what we're experiencing now and what we're going to be experiencing. And remember what I've said about this year. For 2020, surviving is winning. Even if you're doing great, even if you're not doing great, surviving is winning. And remember this, surviving isn't elegant. It's messy. Whatever you have to do, you're going to have to do some things that you never thought you'd have to do to survive. But remember that, what I said. Surviving is winning. It's not elegant. It's not pretty. Do what you got to do. Quick break. Right back after the break. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.